Hello, and welcome to The Real Short Box. My name's Kim.
I'm Donald.
And I'm Dr. Kevin.
This time, we're talking about Christmas specials.
Christmas comics!
Yay. Hooray!
Woo!
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
Man, I haven't heard that in like 25 years.
Really? I sing it every year to you.
You do?
Well, you're sleeping, so maybe that's why you don't... Oh, never mind.
There's a reason why I have to lock my doors.
Huh? Hey, how about this weather? All right, so Christmas comics. Christmas comics is a special time of year for me, especially when I was a kid. I really loved... I didn't notice so much that Marvel did it, but every year DC would put out a Christmas-themed comic book that would have, like, where all the heroes would band together to save Santa or something silly. You know, it was ridiculous and kind of funny. It was like teaching Bizarro the meaning of Christmas, you know, or something just off the wall like that. So that always appealed to me. So I was always a fan of these off the wall type characters and stories. And I think probably you may have one of the most off the wall ideas when it came to Christmas. Am I right, Kevin?
Yes. My off the wall one would be the character of Lar Flees.
DC.
Yeah. He is basically the Orange Lantern because he's such a greedy guy that there's really technically only one. All the other Orange Lanterns are just basically dead zombie projected minions of his.
Yeah. Is the greatest story. Character. Yeah, the greatest story. You have these whole lantern leagues, basically. So you have the Green Lantern Corps, you have the Yellow Lanterns, and they're all consistent of actual people wearing these rings. And then you had the Orange Corps, which just
based on avarice and greed,
basically. It was just one character, and his will, his like might was so strong, and his greed was so big that he would actually kill you and then use your soul to create another member of his corps.
So he made his own friends.
Right.
Yeah, quite literally. Quite literally.
And they were bound to him. So it was a really cool idea. Very cleverly done. I really, really liked
that character.
He's a
very interesting character.
Yeah. But this is a Christmas special.
Which actually fits perfectly for him. And what's interesting about this comic is it's a one-shot issue. I think anyone who reads, you can read it probably in 10 minutes, but it's a really good, cool read. Lar Flees, he's hanging out in some house in Minnesota for some reason, some cabin on Earth. You know, this is after they had a peace agreement with the other lanterns, you know, for a while. He's there, and he's excited about Christmas. I guess he heard about Christmas. So Christmas is like, oh my God, Christmas, I get presents? So of course, he's all about me. I get presents. So you see he has this ridiculously long, long, long list of all the things he wants for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the time comes, he lays out the traditional cookies for Santa, and he wakes up, and he's like, wait a second, there's no gifts. Someone stole my gifts. Where's my gifts at? So he's upset, and he looks around. Wait a minute, the cookies are still here. He didn't grab the cookies. What's going on? So he flies out, and he sees a parade of Santa Claus, like the Macy's Day Parade or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then he attacks Santa. He's like, hey, how can you come to my house? I mean, give my gifts out. So of course, this guy, you know, he's freaking out. Oh my God, what's going on?
Right. I'm not Santa guy.
I'm not Santa, you know, basically. And then he sees another Santa. He follows him. Oh, maybe that's the real one. So then he goes in. He sees a whole bunch of Santas. And he freaks out. What's going on here? What kind of scheme is this? And then his little girl says, I know where Santa is. And his dad's, you know, the dad's like, shut up, you know? Right. Just because, you know, you see this crazy alien coming in attacking people. And then, you know, he overheard, okay, where is Santa at?
And it would be just like an innocent child.
Yeah, innocent
child. Even at a monstrous looking thing, they'd be like, I know where Santa is.
Yep. Basically, Santa. And then, of course, the little girl was smart. She's like, oh, Santa is in the North Pole. It was kind of a clever thing to say. So he would just go away.
But it's a truthful thing. That's a truthful thing would to say.
Would yeah. say, North Pole. So he literally goes to the North Pole looking for Santa Claus. So Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern, one of the Green Lanterns, Hal Jordan, catches up to him and says, hey, Lar Flees, you know, what's going on here? And then, of course, Lar Flees thinks, oh, you're trying to get my gifts, essentially. No, what's going on? And he explains to him who Santa Claus is, and then Hal Jordan has to say, look, Santa Claus doesn't exist. I mean, he doesn't exist. He has to explain to him it's a fairy tale to get people excited about the holidays. So he basically explains to him, hey, look, it's all about the Christmas spirit. It's about giving back to others and making people feel good, making yourself feel good, you know, on the spirit of brotherhood, that kind of thing. So at the end of the story, Hal Jordan tells Lar Flees, hey, look, why don't you think to yourself, what is it that do you really need all these things in life, Lar Flees? Do you really need to have all this stuff? So why don't you go back to your little home and think about what's most important to you? What, you know, do you really need this stuff? So he goes back there, and the way the story ends is very touching. Lar Flees goes back to his home. He goes through his list. Mm-hmm. And the very last thing on that list, it says, family. Hmm. And then Lord Fleece kind of gets quiet. And then he finally has a tender moment. He kind of sits there, starts thinking about it. He starts like holding his pillow really tight. And then the story ends. Because that's the one thing that he actually does miss.
Yeah.
Is his family.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
So it's kind of, see, this is where you empathize with some of the villains. This guy's kind of, you know, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But there's something there's this one little thing that strings at his heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that he does miss his family. And it might kind of go maybe like a psychologist or say would go and figure this out. Like, oh, this is why he does what he does.
Right. And they wouldn't have done this in like a regular issue or something. Right. This was like a Christmassy kind of special. Mm-hmm. So this shows you a little heart of the character.
Yep.
I just love those.
Yep.
I think those are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great standalone issue. You had like a whole list or something, or
oh yeah, I have a list of 12 comics of the DC Christmas.
Okay,
if you want to hear it,
yeah, just go down the list.
All right. So first day of Christmas, Sealsman War on Santa Claus, Best of DC Digest number 22. Mm-hmm. Number two is Should Old Acquaintance Be Forgot? Christmas with the Superheroes. Three is Yes Tyrone, There Is a Santa Claus, DC Infinite Holiday Special. Four is Superman's Christmas Adventure. Five is The Harley and the Ivy, The Batman Adventures Holiday Special. Six is Merry Christmas, Justice League. Now Die. There you go.
Okay.
Seven is No Bart, There Is No Santa Claus, DCU Aww. Holiday Bash 3. Eight is The Night the Mob Stole Christmas, Brave and the Bold, number 148. Nine is Present Tense, DCU Holiday Bash 2. 10 is The Silent Night of Batman. 11 is Party Animal, DC Universal Holiday Special. And 12 is Wanted, Santa Claus, Dead or Alive, number 21.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are the 12 comics of DC Christmas.
Huh. Yeah. And see, DC always puts out, like, Christmas stuff. And Marvel did a Luke Cage and Iron Fist special.
Oh, did they?
I think last year, yeah, where they had to go on the streets and help. I think it was like the... There was a Santa involved, or they had to go undercover or something. I can't remember the story, to be honest. It's been a year, guys. Give me a break. But it was light and fun, and it was a standalone issue. And sometimes that's all you need with the characters that you enjoy. Like a fun standalone issue. Can you see Danny Rand and Luke Cage kind of trying to stop wrongdoing on Christmas or something? You could think of all kinds of fun, zany ideas in that realm. I think... Kim, I think you have one more, but I have a real quick one I'm going to throw in before we get to that.
Yeah.
Just a recommendation, which would be The Vampire's Christmas. Now, I got this free a while back ago. I think I won it at a Comic Smash when it was still around. It was my favorite comic shop out in here in Los Angeles, in Studio City. And my buddy Mike would, you know, sometimes hold events and stuff, and I think I won this there. And basically, I'm just going to read you a quick synopsis. It's, at Christmas time, all dreams come true. What do vampires dream of? Blood, of course. Lots of it. Esk, the vampire, is no different, but in Santa's eyes, he's been more naughty than nice. A lump of coal in his stocking is what Esk expects as he goes off into the cold city night to seek his holiday dinner. During his hunt on Christmas Eve, he encounters junkies, pedophiles, goth chicks, and the scariest of them all, holiday shoppers. Everyone's hustling for that last-minute score, and amidst the snow and carols, who knows what Esk might find. So it's kind of a very bizarre, off-the-wall Christmas story, but it still has some of that Christmas heart to it that you would expect from a Christmas tale.
Mm-hmm.
It does have some humor and some tragedy, but overall, it's a pretty fun little read if you get a chance. I think it was written around 2003. So it's what, about 14 years old, almost 15 now. But it's a good little read. It's a graphic novel, a one-off. So I recommend checking it out if you have time. And, speaking of off the walls, I think you have one that's pretty off the wall too.
I have a great one. The time Santa Claus used the Infinity Gauntlet and, went crazy. So in Marvel Holiday Special 2009, number one, Santa Claus finds out that his reindeers are Skrulls, and Santa asks the Illuminati to borrow the Infinity Gauntlet so he can make his annual toy delivery. Well, it turns out that it makes him go basically nuts, and the Illuminati has to fight him. He ends up getting defeated by a snowball to the face, which knocks off the gauntlet.
Wow.
And then he's still faced with the issue of how he's going to deliver the packages. Iron Man offers to build him robotic reindeer. And for some reason at the end, the reindeer say that they need a drink. So there's that.
Uh-huh. So random.
Wow.
I do love the fact of Santa wanting the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool idea. Because think about it. Like, you would think that he would already have one, kind of in a way.
Right.
You know, especially the time and space one, you know, that, like, he would be able to get everywhere all at once. And you could do that with the Infinity Stones.
That's true.
Some of them. Yeah. Absolutely. That's a pretty cool idea.
Imagine what the Easter Bunny would do with the Infinity Gauntlet.
That's true. Yeah. Eggs everywhere. Mm. Right?
Everywhere.
Cadbury's.
At all different times.
Mm, but not the bullshit new Cadbury's. I'm talking like the old Cadbury's I had when I was a kid that were like twice. I thought you were making fun of me for a second. It's like, why are you taunting me? But like, no, like the, I don't know if you remember, but Cadbury's were big. It was almost like double the size of what they are now.
I didn't like them when I was a kid.
You weirdo.
I know.
There's always one kid that's not right.
I did. Yeah. It was me.
I suppose you like Peeps.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no,
thank
no.
God.
Yeah, I didn't like those.
No,
either.
The only thing, okay. I like
we're
in is
unite
the
against,
Reese's,
united against Peeps.
Reese's peanut butter eggs. Those were them, like, my favorite. Still are.
Oh, those are the best. I love
delicious.
The peanut butter eggs. Yeah. I just finished off. I've eaten since it's been near Christmas time. Mm-hmm. I've eaten like 7-8 easy in the last 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, because now they make them for all holidays, but before they only used to make them for Easter.
I know, and you'd have to wait a whole year.
You had to wait a whole year to get the big Reese's
things. Yeah, assholes.
Now you can get them anytime you want, though.
Yeah. I got one more here real quick. It is Bizarre Adventures number 34. It is kind of like a comic magazine in a way. It's not really meant for children, so it's more adult. And it's in comic book form, but it's more like a magazine. On the cover of this one, it has a skeleton in a Santa costume going down a chimney. And it says, not for kiddies, we mean it, in parentheses. And then it says, special, hate the holidays issue. Hmm. So you know it's going to be different.
Yeah.
The stories that are in this are Howard the Duck's Christmas, Dr. Death, not to mention Kip and Muffy, Sleigh Bells, Santa Bites the Big Apple, this one will slay you, and Bucky Bizarre.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm going to just go over one little quick section of it, and that would be Howard the Duck's Christmas. I'm going to go over a quick synopsis of that, just to give you an idea of how strange and off the wall this issue was. Howard was in San Francisco on Christmas Eve, where he was on the Golden Gate Bridge, depressed and contemplating suicide.
Oh.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Now, guess where this is going. He's on a bridge contemplating suicide. Mm-hmm. He was stopped by an angel called Andy. Andy decided to try and boost Howard's confidence and morale. He showed to Howard how the lives of his friends would have unfolded if Howard had never came to Earth 616. He shows Howard Earth 83234. They visited his friends Paul, Sane, Arthur Winslow, and Beverly Switzler. To Howard's and Andy's horror, all of his friends' lives would be better without him.
Oh, God.
Believing that he had failed and his life was worse than Howard's without his wings, Andy considered suicide himself. But Howard tries to stop him. Howard realizing that after their adventure and decided to go for a drink rather than kill themselves. This act, ironically, won Andy his wings because, after all, he was successful in his mission of getting Howard to understand and not commit suicide.
Oh, God!
So
it's kind of like this bizarre, twisted version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Can you imagine being a guardian angel being like, oh, man.
Everything is better.
Everything's better.
Like, anyone that's ever had suicidal thoughts thinking everyone's life would be better if I was not in it. And you found out that's true. You know what I mean? Like, that's so completely fucked up. Because I tell you,
so messed up.
Anybody listening right now that is contemplating this kind of thing, it is not correct. It is worth living, and everyone's lives would be better with you in it.
And
so
for God's sake,
don't read
this comic. Do not read this comic.
And if you do, take it as if this is exactly a parody.
Yes.
It is not meant to be, you know, a thing to push you in a certain direction. I'm just throwing it out there. It's fucked up. That's what this issue is. It's all fucked up. I just named
it. Don't give this as a Christmas gift to those type of people.
Sleigh bells. I mean, you know what's going to happen in that title. Yes, somebody's getting killed. Yep. So this is a murderous, vindictive, kind of evil comic.
Yes.
But warped in a way that should hopefully make you laugh. Right. So Howard the Duck did not commit suicide. The angel got his wings and all was well with the world. So I think that's going to pretty much wrap up our quick little Christmas special here that we have.
As it should.
As we ended on a high note. Yep. So with that, my name is Donald.
My name is Kevin.
And I'm Kim.
And you are listening to The Real Short Box. We are on Instagram. We
YouTube.
Are on Facebook, Twitter. Where we do like Smackdowns and things like that. Twitter, we're on there. We are also on iTunes, YouTube, Rumblespoon.com, which is where we host the podcast originally, I believe. And we have all kinds of fun little shorts and skits and things that we do that's on there as well. So please check us out. Have some fun. Have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. What else we got? Is that it? Did I cover them?
I guess we could cover them all, yeah.
Happy?
Just be happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
And thank you for listening.
And with that, we'll see you
at the comic shop.
Yeah.